This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere when it comes to enjoying the game day experience at Busch Stadium. And, of course, brought to you by our good friends at InnovativeCompanies.com, my friend and yours, Randy Green, there to take care of all of your needs when it comes to residential, commercial, or industrial work. He's got the construction team, the heating and cooling team, and, of course, the electric team ready to go, ready at your disposal. 35 years experience, a second generation craftsman, and more importantly, a man of his word. Love Randy Green. Love what he represents. You will too. Get him involved in the process early and let him save you time and, more importantly, money in your project. That's Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, folks, we are rolling right along in spring training. I know it's spring training, and I've had a lot of people text me about some of the different things going on and want my opinion. I can't even imagine the text that my friend Benji Molina gets. But at the end of the day, you know, it's hard for me right now to put a ton into what I see, but I'm also a realist, right? So I see things and they make me go, oh, wait a minute, what is going on here? Now, I will elaborate on my thoughts. But let's get the thoughts of a guy that's been through the spring training wars, actually on the field, and probably understands more than all of us what spring training really is and how it goes. Let's welcome into the show everybody's favorite Spanish broadcaster. Now, that's no slight on our friend Polo Asensio, but let's welcome in Benji Molina. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? I'm ready to go, and I'm with you, man. I'm with you. There's some things that needs to be either fixed or they're going to be they're going to be heading down, you know, pretty soon. So we'll discuss them.
Yeah, the first thing is I want to say is, like, as I watch this, everything I say, my feelings about the way things are going, I say with the caveat of I know it's spring training. That being said, there's been plenty of guys that have hit really well in spring training and then go out and start the season really slow. There's been guys that have been awful in spring training and go out and tear it up in April. I get it, right? Like, I understand it. I get that guys, and you've brought this up on the show before, there are certain guys that, you know they've made the team. They're out there working on things. There are certain guys that have probably been told by the manager, you got to go out and earn a spot. I understand that there's all these different roles in spring training. But my eyes don't lie to me about certain things. And, you know, there are a few things that are concerning to me. Now, they're concerning because some of them are carryover things from what we've seen from last year. Now, if they weren't, you know, I wouldn't think anything of it. I'm sorry, but if Dexter Fowler had a fine season last year, I wouldn't think anything of his start in spring training. But the fact that this guy is supposed to be getting a second chance and is going to play over more deserving players, in my opinion, and has not done well, it doesn't sit well with me. I'm sorry, but it doesn't sit well with me.
I understand your whole point, Jimbo. I really do. But we have to know that we still got at least another week before we have to start getting concerned, right? At least in my view, as a former player, I don't count this week so much. I mean, obviously, for some people, like we discussed before in the show, like guys like Bader, even Wong, we discussed on the show, guys like that, they need to do it because they need to make the team. But I don't get too much concern on the normal players, on the regular players, which they might already have a discussion on Shield saying to them, hey, listen, take your time. All I need you to do is be ready for the season. So they might have had that discussion, and these guys are not worrying about anything, just getting their timing down. I know as a fan sucks, but it's how it goes. But the other guys, there's some guys out there struggling that might find themselves, you know, going down before we even thought about it. We thought it was going to be a battle, but they're struggling right now. And some of them are pitchers. But that's my opinion. That I think. But I'm with you 100% in Fowler. I'm with you 100% in some of the guys that, you know, they can't find a groove. And that's kind of scary for us. So, but we'll keep an eye on it. I think one more week, if after one more week they're not in there, they're not doing it, then you start hitting the panic button. I always call it the spring training panic button because it could change once the season starts, and once the season, you know, the bell rings, it could change.
Yeah, concerning for me, some of the, and again, Dexter Fowler is not the only one in my opinion here. You know, not impressed.
Ozuna struggling.
Yeah, but at least. But he didn't have an awful season last year, you know. Sorry, he didn't have an awful season last year. I that's a guy that I think is in spring training working on things. Now, maybe Dexter Fowler doesn't feel like he has anything to prove in spring training. I would disagree, but maybe Dexter Fowler doesn't feel that way. Maybe that conversation he's had with John Mozeliak and Mike Schilt, where they've shown the confidence in him and they've told him, you're our starter. Maybe he's approaching spring training differently than I think he should. Maybe he is out there working on his game and not showing that he's going to be able to be counted on this year. And if that's the case, what do I know, right? So whatever, that's fine.
It could be so true. It could be really true that they told him, though, you know?
Yeah, sure. I don't know those things, so great. So, you know, you've got that to consider. I'm over Brett Cecil. I've been over Brett Cecil since the day they signed him. I got in so many arguments for a year and a half with people telling me I was crazy and this guy was good and he was going to be. And I just, and again, I don't even care. I'm not the guy. I'm not going to sit here and go, where are all of you now? I don't care. I don't care. I didn't like it when they signed him. I don't like it. I didn't like it then. I never did like it. And I don't like it now. And I'm tired of it, and it's played on me. I also don't want to hear anybody tell me anymore how Austin Gomber needs to be in the starting rotation just because he's left-handed. I don't care what handed you are.
No.
Okay, we need guys. We're the St. Louis Cardinals. We should have dudes in our starting rotation. Okay, this isn't sitting well with me.
But that's not a reason why he should be in. I don't care who you are. I don't know where you're getting that from. I don't know. I got no idea. I don't know where people are coming with that one, because I never even heard of that one. If you have five good starters or right-handers, you go at it. Five good right-hander starters. But if it happens to be one lefty or two lefty, that's great too. But not because he's a lefty, he needs to be there. And then you're going to throw away to the minor leagues a guy who's a righty and he's dominating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not here to be negative Nelly. It's spring training, but there are some things that I'm seeing that have me wondering what the heck is going on. Now, on the positive side, you know, I mean, you know, I'm obviously enjoying Paul Goldschmidt being a Cardinal. Matt Carpenter looks good to me. It's nice to see Yachty back. I knew it wouldn't be March 14th. You knew he wouldn't be able to contain himself and would have to get in there before then. I believe this is a good opportunity for me to introduce our new intern to the show. We had put out there that we were looking for somebody. We had some people send us some information in, and this gentleman, I felt fit the bill really well. I want to welcome to the show Will Kendall. Will, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, you won the. I don't know if you're going to say you won anything after this is all over with, schlepping around for us, but the truth of the matter is you love the Cardinals. You go to SLU, mm-hmm. right? St. Louis University, a marketing major, and love sports and Cardinals and want to get involved in things like that. So we're happy to have you. And I don't know what you'll learn here, maybe a bunch of crap, but you will get to have some fun with us. But, you know, as I look at this thing, I'll ask you, okay, I believe you told me today, is it correct that Marcell Ozuna will play left field today?
That's correct.
He will. So we're moving. He is progressing into actually playing in the field, and it looks like maybe the shoulder and everything is moving along nicely. So that's a good thing to hear. Would you not agree, Benji?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great thing. We need to see all that happening in spring training. We don't want to wait until the season to start looking for those things, you know?
Yeah, and you know, and he's one. Like, listen, we're gonna need him, right? I mean, we're gonna need him. We need him. We need him to bat behind Paul Goldschmidt. We need Matt Carpenter. We need Yachty. We need Paul DeJong, right? We need all these guys. So there have been some good things, you know. One of the guys that I just am fascinated with is Jarl Munoz. This dude can hit. You know it?
He's a ball player, man.
This dude can hit,
and he can help us in the infield or in the outfield. So he's a very valuable guy. That's why he takes the cake over Jericho, even though I like Jericho too. But for me, Jericho cannot play outfield. So if you're going to have Jericho be the infielder, then you're going to have Munoz be in the same way, you know? But they can carry both. I don't mind that. But I like Munoz over him just because of that. And Munoz can run and play outfield, which is makes the difference, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's just and so there have been some good things. Jack Flaherty's been good. Jordan Hicks has been good. Adam Wainwright, I think, has been pretty good. Michaelis, you know, is fine. You know, but who's going to step up and fill this void left by Carlos Martinez right now is interesting. Dakota Hudson, I thought, showed really, really well last week. Obviously, lots to go coming up here. And as you said, I think this is where, you know, they're starting to pair guys off the roster, right, and send them down to AAA or minor league camp, however you want to call it. So for me, this is about the time it's going to start really ramping up because you're going to start seeing, instead of just guys just playing to allow these guys to sit, it's going to be time to start ramping it up a little bit, I guess.
Heck yeah, man, there's no doubt. You got it. That's why I say another week or 6 to 7 days or 5 to 7 days, you have to start getting feeling good and all that. The season might start, all right, after that week. It goes really fast. So we got Waka going in our rotation. We have Flaherty. We have Wainwright, who's actually feeling really good right now, and you can see it on the mound because he's probably healthy. Then you got all those three. Now, Alex Reyes, I don't know. He could be in their rotation. Who knows? We'll see what happens with that. But and then you have Michaelis. Those are four. And now you're finding one spot available with Carlos going down and all these guys trying to go at it. They might be putting some pressure on themselves right now, which is normal because they want to show off their skill. They want to make the team in one start. But it doesn't happen that way. You got to pitch the whole spring. You might have a great three innings today, but then the next outing might be eight runs and two innings, and then there goes your great spring. So you have to keep it up. You have to keep going, and we'll see. It'll be really interesting. You have Gant going for it. I mean, Gant has been pitching great. So you have all these guys. I like Reyes, if you ask me. I like Reyes, and if he has any setbacks or something like that, I'll put him in the bullpen for sure. But I like Reyes. Ponce de Leon is having a hard time. Hudson is having a little bit of a hard time. It's hard to pinpoint a guy right now. So we'll see what happens. We still got, but I tell you what, 5 to 7 days, that's all you got, you know?
Yeah, it's a it's going to be an interesting time. And like you said, I think we're gonna continue to see where it goes from here, obviously, right? It does, nothing, it, you, like you can't change it, right? So All you can do is figure it out and go from there. I don't, you know, I don't want to overreact to some of the things because it is spring training. But again, the trends of things from last year that continue now, those are the things that concern me. So, like I said, Brett Cecil, that concerns me. Not impressed. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not impressed. And I say this, as we mentioned earlier, not knowing what kind of conversations Dexter Fowler has had with anybody, but I'm just not impressed. I'm sorry. If you had no other options, that's fine. But you have options, and this is, in my opinion,
And for the fans, Jimbo, for the fans out there, don't get confused on when people say, "Oh, I've been working on my weight." There's one thing that you've been working with a nutritionist in your weight, or whatever it is, you know, gain or loss. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. What matters is, what matters really is what he can get out. He can get people out. Or not, you know, that's what matters on the field, you know. So a lot of people will feel good, and it happens every day because a lot of the guys are really good people. A lot of the guys are awesome people outside the game. They go and they treat the kids, they help out kids at their foundations and all that stuff. But what really matters is what they do on the baseball field, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So he could have the nutritionist all he wanted, and he could lose or gain weight, whatever his plan was. But what it really matters, can he get the lefties out when crunch time comes in, right?
Yes. That's the thing, man.
It's the same with Fowler. Fowler is an awesome guy for the fans out there. You guys already know him through the media. But he's an awesome person. He's a great guy, very likable. Everybody loves Dexter, you know. But what really matters here is, can he do it on the field? We need him.
Yeah, like I said, I hate to overreact to spring training. This isn't necessarily a spring training thing. This to me is more. I'm not seeing anything that would make me believe that he's ready to make me forget about how last year went. Sorry. I mean, say what you want, but that's what it is. As we start to look at some of this stuff and we start to figure out some things, I have some more questions for my comrade here. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You can do it through the website there. We will be announcing the winner for our opening day ticket giveaway this week. The gentleman I introduced, Will, is doing a lot of work behind the scenes, adding in all the additional entries that people have gained by downloading your radio. So this is your last warning for anybody that has entered the contest to send us a picture that you've downloaded your radio to receive your extra entries. We'd love for you guys to do that. Will is adding those. We'll add those into the back office once we've shut the contest down, and then we will pick a winner and we'll announce it on the show. Probably going to do that on Thursday. We decided to end the contest a little bit early, only because we want to give people plenty of time to be able to get off work. If somebody, I didn't think much about the fact that we've got a lot of people that have entered the contest from out of town, so we're probably going to end it a little early so that people can make arrangements. You know, there's a lot of people that entered that have no idea that or thoughts about going to spring or going to the opening day game, and they may have to make arrangements. So we're going to end it a little bit early. We've had so many people enter it that I think we're we've given people plenty of time. So this is your last chance to get all that out there, but you can do that through twobirdsonabat.com. Don't forget to find us on social media as well, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. You can learn a lot about the show through there, and we love the back and forth on there as well. Jump in those conversations and be a part of it. Don't forget Facebook. That's our big push, Two Birds on a Bat. Like our Facebook page. Make sure that you click invite your friends. We would love for your friends to be a part of it. We're going to go ahead, and we were talking about doing some stuff there. We're going to do another contest For all of the people out there who would like to invite their friends, we'll be working on that. That'll be the next thing that we'll do here through Two Birds on a Bat. But you can get a head start by clicking. All you got to do is go to our Facebook page, click invite your friends, invite them all, because you want to have as many of your friends like our page as possible, and that's going to help you with the next contest. Don't forget, when you see our pinned post, we're asking you to like it, comment on it, and share it. That's how we reach more Cardinal fans, and we're really hoping to grow that network, so please do so. It means a lot to us, folks. Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Follow us there as well. We'd love it. And you heard me mention Yo Radio earlier, so special thanks, as always, to lineupmediagroup.fm. They did provide the tickets for opening day, and we want to tell them thank you. Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform for your mobile device. It's free. Download it. You guys are going to love it. We're excited about the upcoming Cardinal season and what we have planned for you there as well. To all of our partners, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, home of the four-pillar system, where the people that work with your son or daughter when it comes to this wonderful game is so important to them. The Missouri Gators, now available in Illinois, so we have the Illinois Gators growing and prospering over here as well. The Gators Baseball Academy for all those prep players. But right now, as the season's right around the corner, you can attend some of their academies, some of their private training, some of their hit labs. Just check out GatorsBaseballAcademy.com to learn more about it and get your son or daughter involved today. To my friends at Adam's Smokehouse, I can't say enough about the best barbecue in St. Louis. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, open till 7 o'clock, folks. If you want to do box lunches, they're there for you for that as well. If you have an event that needs catering, I'm telling you, if I was at a golf tournament or if I was at a corporate function and it was time to eat and it was Adam's Smokehouse, I would be so ecstatic about it. You will as well. Make sure you check them out and give them an opportunity for any of the business that you need. That's Adam's Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. You heard me mention everybody else earlier, and I do appreciate them all. It means the world to us that we have so many great people a part of our show. But thanks to them all, and we look forward to partnering with them in this upcoming season. So Benji, you mentioned earlier, and I wanted to follow up on this. Here we are on March 11th. We're roughly a couple of weeks away, just over from getting ready to roll here. You mentioned earlier that you're still not ready to say, okay, this is where we're at. You said that's coming up. So is the last 2 weeks, as far as you're concerned, when it really gets ramped up?
I think it's the week and a half before. It is my opinion, of course, and from being there and knowing the guys and how long it takes the guys to get ready and get their timing. And this is a week and a half before. Not like Yadi started later, or whoever it was that was hurt started later, it becomes later. But for me, a week and a half to a week before the, because remember, the week before the season, everybody started playing 8 innings and they're getting 3 at-bats. Everybody's is getting ready for it. So I think it's a week and a half to a week where you're going to see more at-bats from people. You're going to see more innings. And that's where I'll be concerned if I don't see anybody doing good, you know?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. What do we know? If you're a former player like you are and you know what spring training's all about, for the fans, the thing with spring training is, number one, and Will, I'm going to bring you in first on this. As a fan, I say this. Number one, the first thing is, I just love the fact that they're playing baseball. Like it lets me know that it's right around the corner. But I also enjoy the competition part of spring training. We've talked a lot about, is it really a competition, or have jobs already been handed out and it's just a matter of getting ready? Now, I think there's probably a little bit of everything. So I want to talk a little bit about those competitions. In your opinion, Will, let's start with you. What jobs do you think are actually open for competition?
I think it's more of the bench role, to fill the Greg Garcia void, if we can call it that.
Yeah.
The guy that I've been real impressed with is Tommy Edman. I don't know how much of a chance he's got. He had a play the other day where it looked like Colton Wong was out there. He got over to the shortstop and then dumped it over and got the guy.
Yeah.
Right field, I think, is up for between Jose and Fowler. But I think pretty much everything else is... I think it's going to be pretty much the same team other than adding the great Paul Goldschmidt.
Now, that's interesting. So I'm going to come to you now, Benji. He actually thinks that right field is between Jose Martinez and Dexter Fowler. Do you believe that, or do you think Dexter Fowler is going to start?
Well, what we believe in, what they believe in, what we believe might be different, right?
Right, and I'm asking you what you think their thought is, not your opinion.
Yeah, I think their thought is they're going to give Dexter a shot at see how he does to begin with, I think. But that's going to depend on how well he plays these last couple weeks. I bet you anything that if Tyler O'Neill he keeps hitting the way he is and Jose Martinez starts hitting, he's not doing well this spring, which is kind of rare. I think he's just more comfortable right now, and they might have told him that he's a bench player or something, you know? So, yeah. So we need to see that too out of him. I don't think Bader has, I've been saying this. I love Bader. I'm a big fan of Bader, but I just don't think he has the center field secure. I don't know about Will or you guys, but seriously, I really don't believe that Bader has it all made up already. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a battle with center field. Could be O'Neill at the end of the day. Right field could be O'Neill. It depends on these last couple of weeks. So to say that Fowler and Jose Martinez are fighting for it and leaving O'Neill out, I don't know, man. O'Neill is the one opening the doors now. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. So is that the only comp? Like, So Will, let's go through it, and Benji, you jump in here too. So I think we can all safely assume Marcelo Ozuna is going to play left field, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm with you. I believe. Let's move over to center. Everything they've said would lead you to believe that it's Harrison Bader's job, and that's it. Okay, that's how I look at it.
I just don't see it like that because of my experience playing. How is that kid is gonna have the center field secure? If you ask Willie McGee or anybody, they might tell you he's great. I think he's great. I'm not dogging Bader for 1 minute, guys. I'm just saying that if he doesn't have a good spring, what does assure you he has the spot earned? You know, because he only had half a year or a little bit more than a half a year under his belt. So, and then you have O'Neill that, you know, could make a difference too. And he's a good runner. I mean, he runs well. He can cover ground. And then you have Martinez hopefully picking it up or whoever. But Bader doesn't have it secure. I don't know how, unless they told him. Once again, we don't know this, right, Jimbo?
Sure. I mean, yep. Yeah, they may have. And I my thing on that is almost like the Fowler thing in right field. All I can go on is the feel I get from the things that they have said publicly. Again, it feels to me like they have, like, it's almost like they wanted to assure Bader just go out and play. It's almost like they wanted to instill so much confidence in Fowler that they basically handed in the job. So when you run through that outfield, what it leaves out to me is, let's just go through the two guys. It leaves out Jose Martinez, who was arguably your best hitter last year, right? And it leaves out the guy that's been pretty impressive in spring training. Now, I like his average isn't off the charts, but, man, he's been real productive, and that's Tyler O'Neill. And you've already mentioned that it isn't like this guy can't play defense.
Yeah, he's a 5-tool guy. I like Lane Thomas too. I mean, Lane Thomas, the kid that we got from on the trade, that kid is we haven't even said a word about this kid, and this kid is for real, man. This kid is no joke. He came over here to us, and he is doing nothing but hit. He is unbelievable. He has skill. He can fly too. He steals bases. I mean, we haven't even mentioned this kid. And he's one of the guys who should be mentioned because if O'Neill messes up or I don't know, man, I'm telling you, we got good kiddos out there that they're doing a really good job. So we'll see what happens. The last couple of weeks are going to say a lot unless they talked already and they said to these kids what's going on and we don't know, right?
Sure, and we never know what they're saying behind closed doors.
Hey, but your Cecil guy has a 0 ERA in spring. Maybe they're losing 45 pounds. Help.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Yeah, he does not have a zero ERA, does he?
Zero.
He's been awful.
He haven't allowed a run in spring yet.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? One of the things that I'm concerned about, that not concerned because obviously we got to wait for the last couple of weeks, and last week or so, but Paul DeJong, man, is another guy that had a slow spring, you know. But we all know he's going to start it short. That's not the case. I'm not worried about that. But he's been having a really slow spring. Hopefully he'll pick it up in this couple weeks. Wong started pretty hot. He's slowing down a good bit. Munoz is doing great. I love Munoz. We already discussed him. Lane Thomas. I love Lane Thomas. Aros Arena. He's an awesome player, man. He's a great player. I love the way he played the game. And another guy that I love, Jimbo, that we haven't mentioned is Garcia, Adolis Garcia. But he haven't hit anything, you know. He haven't shown anything this spring. But he's one of those guys that, man, he's really opening a bunch of eyes in this team, you know, in this opportunity that they got. And I like the one that Will said, Edman. You know, he's showing versatility and he could play, man. He's really a good player.
Yeah, there's that's the thing. Like when you I like that part about spring training too. Like seeing some of the guys that you know maybe aren't going to be on the team this year, but you start thinking about them for next year. As he brought up Tommy Edman, boy, he looks like a player. Carlson, I mean, you know what a swing yesterday. So I love that part of it, but the reality of it is I think I like that more when that's kind of cool, when we're not focused on trying to get back in the playoffs. Like I want to see some things in spring training that make me go, yes, yes, yes. Like, let's face it, like when Jack Flaherty goes out and deals and Jordan Hicks goes out and deals and Michaelis looks good and all these questions kind of get answered. You know, Waka, does he look healthy? All these questions that make me want to believe, you know, how do we look and how do I feel? Now, again, how I feel right now may not mean shit, and let's be honest about it, right? I mean, I get that. I understand that. But I got to tell you, there's been a couple of things that while I'm trying not to be that guy, right, and put too much into spring training, I just see a couple of things that make me uneasy, and I'm sorry for that, but I can't deny it.
Well, it's just normal. What Will think? What do you think, Will? Does it get you worried right now, or do you wait a couple weeks?
I don't know. The one thing that I don't want to put too much into spring training, just because it doesn't really count as yet. The thing that worry me is that I see a lot of one pitch at bats, and I think one out of every 10 at the most works out. I'm not too worried about if pitchers getting shelled or anything. I just want to see them try to hit their spots, and I understand that they're still trying to get in the back of groove of things. But I'm excited to see kind of what the future looks like, because based on this competition conversation, it's just interesting to see the guys that they play a lot, like Ravello, who's hit real well. I just hadn't heard of him before, and I don't think that he's got a shot at making the big league roster.
Well, he doesn't have a shot, but he's still opening eyes. So if somebody goes down, something happens, just because you had that kind of spring, they might get you up. You never know. So, and also, you're just doing your job. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it to stay in the big leagues or go down to AAA, right? You're just doing it for showing them and showing other 29 other teams, hey, man, they got Goldsmith, but I'm here. You know, I'm here and I can hit. I can play the game and maybe trade for him or something like that. So those are the reasons why you do it.
For sure. And just to confirm your thought on Cecil, he does have a zero ERA, but he's also got a 1,000 whip.
A 1,000 whip?
Mm-hmm. So that means, I mean, just walk or hit every inning, and it's only two so far. But based on the stats alone, this is where kind of the eye test and the numbers.
Yeah. Sorry. It's time to cut bait. Sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, but it's time to go.
Oh, I totally agree. I'm I was really scared by the lefties yesterday just because I didn't see a single one do that well. And Miller didn't pitch, but I want to have more than one lefty out of our bullpen or just in our pitching options.
Yeah. But wait, that was yesterday's game that you saw that they didn't do well?
Yeah, that against the Mets?
Yeah, but that was Cecil. But then the day before, oh, yeah, you mean Gomber, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the day before, I don't know if you noticed, but we had Shreve, who's pitching really good, actually really good out of the bullpen. Leone had him, and then Tyler Webb is pitching really, really good out of the bullpen. The only one struggling right now is Genesis Cabrera, the prospect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sent him down already.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that could happen.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you get a lot of guys get hyped up and it you know, and you want to put a lot into it and things like that. He's a young guy, and you know, he was the flavor of the month for a lot of guys out there because why? They like his stuff. But, you know, he's not going to be the first person for people to really, really like his talent and his stuff and struggle. I mean, it happens. It doesn't mean you're never going to see him or it doesn't. I mean, this is part of it, right? I mean, how many, Benji, I can only imagine the number of guys you've played with that were so talented that struggled. I mean, it happens.
Mark my words, Jimbo and Will. This kid right there could make a difference on a World Series anytime soon. Just because he had a struggle in spring training doesn't mean he cannot pitch. So he had a struggle, that's fine. But just mark my words. We saw Frankie Rodriguez. I don't know if you guys remember him, K-Rod.
Yep.
We saw him struggle big time. Big time struggle in spring training, and all of a sudden he's our MVP in the playoff. So don't get that out of your head yet with this kid. I know he had a little struggle. I get it. That's all right. I can handle that. He goes down. He fixes it. I bet you anything, he could be one of our guys, man. He really can. So I'm just throwing that out there, you know?
Yeah, it's and listen, I'm not trying to – like, it's so hard because – I'm sitting here saying I'm not putting too much into spring training, but in certain things I am. I'm a fan, right? So the things that bother me, I'm going to use spring training as like evidence as to why I think I'm right. And that's kind of what happens for everybody, which is, I get it. I mean, it's okay. I don't know. I just can't in good faith sit here and look at some of this stuff that's went on and it's just, oh my God.
Well, we have to make a change, and that was said before. We have to make a change if we are willing to go to – if we want to make it to the playoff, right? Because we saw what could happen with certain players, and they weren't performing or whatever you want to say. So we make a change. We got Goldsmith. We got this big bat in the lineup. We finally got one. It makes the lineup better. I love our lineup. Now it's time to perform, right? Now it's time to what I told you before. Like the last couple weeks is going to say a lot, Jimbo. The last couple weeks are going to tell us a lot about what we're going to see during the season. Well, not the last couple weeks. The last week. Because what I said, these guys do not play 8 innings until the last week of the season. And that's when we're really going to see Yadi out there for a good amount of the time. Then we're going to see Goldsmith out there getting 3-4 at-bats. We're going to see all those guys. Carpenter's going to be in the same lineup. So that's why I said that we need to see these like the last week or so of the season. We have no chance to start off slow. And I said these being a player, because we can, we could happen. We can start slow and then pick it up later. I get that. But knowing that we have like a few teams ahead of us already, it doesn't make it easy. So I wish and I hope we get a fast start and then we can hit the, we can just put the cruise control on
and be going through the season. But we cannot afford to have a tough time at the beginning of the season, man.
Let me ask you one last question before we go. There's been so much talk about Paul Goldschmidt and how important it is that the Cardinals extend him. I'm of the opinion that, you know, I've said since day one when we were talking about how it would go, a guy like Paul Goldschmidt, and I do believe that if they offered him a massive contract extension, he'd be silly not to accept it with what's going on. But the truth is we don't know how Paul Goldschmidt ticks, right? So the reality is Paul Goldschmidt may be sitting there going, this is going to be my last contract. I certainly don't want to be somewhere if we don't have a real chance of winning. I think that it's very realistic that Paul Goldschmidt wants to see what's going on here, right? So how important is it for the St. Louis Cardinals to be good so that Paul Goldschmidt will want to stay here?
Oh, it's 100% important. It's 100% important. But remember, the money has been talking, right? So I don't care how good a team you could be as long as you can offer him the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't care if we are in the last place of this year's season, but then you come up with some money and you offer him, that money's going to talk. It doesn't matter if it's a – you see it all the time, Bimbo. You see it all the time. You see guys signing with whoever, Tampa Bay Devil Rays or somebody that – well, Tampa actually has been really good the last couple of years, but with teams that – you see guys signing with teams that have no chance on winning. But the reason that you see that is because the money. They offer these kids so much money that they can refuse it. So it makes a difference. So even if we are not having the great time, even if we're not winning or whatever, they better be prepared to unload on this kid, you know?
Yeah. We'll have to see how it goes. But like I said, it's funny. In one breath, I'm sitting here going, I know it's only spring training, but then in another breath, I'm sitting here going, I don't like what I see about out of a few things. But you know, I'm a normal fan that if the Cardinals had been fine the last 3 years, it may not mean as much to me. But the fact that it's been 3 years and that I'm still seeing some of the same issues and I don't feel like it's getting any better, that concerns me. And I'm sorry, but
you're not the only one.
Sure.
But you're not the only one concerned. I bet you anything the office is concerned on some things. They don't know what to do, maybe, or maybe they have a plan that we don't know. But in other ways, they see what we see. They're not looking at another game that we're not, you know. They're looking at the same games that we're watching. They're looking at the same players we watch. So don't be surprised. They know what they're doing. They're watching. So hopefully they put the best value out there, the best players out there, so they can give us a chance to win.
Yeah, we're going to see how that goes. I'm looking forward to you being here before too long. How long before you get your official schedule of games there, Benji?
I think I just got to look through the email. I think I just had a talk with the lady yesterday about how many and the contract and all that stuff. So I might have it today in the afternoon, as she said. So,
well, that's good. I know a lot of fans are wondering, you know, when you're going to be in town, and you know, we can hopefully schedule some things so the fans can come out and say hi. So I know everybody's excited about doing more broadcasts. I talked to some people over the weekend that speak Spanish and love to listen to you. No disrespect to Mike Shannon and John Rooney and the crew and the TV guys, but they just they
got their fame. They
sure. But there's people out there that say nobody does it better than you and Polo. So if you enjoy it and you can speak, I don't even speak Spanish and I like listening to you guys. It's the excitement, and I feel like I know what you're saying even though I don't understand a word of it. So what about you, Will? Do you speak Spanish?
Not a lick.
Not a lick. You ever listen to Benji and Polo, though, a little bit?
Just when Yachty hit that first bomb and it was Benji's call.
Well, hopefully there's a whole bunch of those this year. That'd be great.
Hey, you only have to take it serious for 3 months and you'll speak really good defensive Spanish, man.
Well, I can tell you, I know fans are looking forward to it, and as soon as we can release when you're going to be in, I know fans are excited about it. Well, so
for the first opening day, I'll be there April 3rd, and then but the April, I'm going to be there almost every day of the month.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
They play a lot at home in April, so I might be there the whole month. It looks like it.
Live in a hotel, babe.
Yeah, I'll show you, and we can do a – we actually could do a show anywhere, man. We got to do that. We got to do that. People like that. We got to go to places where people are there, where the big fan – big communities are and big fans are, and we got to do a show there, man.
For sure. I'm excited about it. I'd love to – we love getting out there with the fans, so please reach out to us. We're ready, ready to do it, but – I know the fans appreciate you and your thoughts, Benji. We want to thank them for joining us this week. Will, thanks for joining our show. We're going to put you to work as we're going to try to announce that contest on Thursday. Don't forget, the St. Louis Cardinal fans out there have been great to us. So I want to thank them all, and I just want to say one last time how much we appreciate all your continued support. But twobirdsonabat.com is where you can learn more about us. Subscribe to the show. That helps us a lot when you do that. Social media can be a little unreliable at times, but if that's your thing, you can follow us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. As always, Facebook's a big push for us, always will be. It's just an easy way to reach a lot of people. Find us on Facebook by typing in Two Birds on a Bat, like our page. Don't forget to click invite your friends. That's going to be the next contest for us, so you can get a jump start on that as well. When you see our pin post, that's usually the show. We're going to ask you to comment on it, like it, and share it. That also helps us reach more Cardinal fans. For all of you out there that like Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show there as well. Follow us. We'd appreciate it. Special thanks to lineupmedia.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. Download it for free on your mobile device today. To our partners, we can't say enough about you all. InnovativeCompanies.com, my man Randy Green, residential, commercial, industrial. He's got you covered. If you need the construction team, the heating and cooling team, or the electric team, they're fired up and ready to go. A man of his word, folks. If he looks you in the eye and shakes your hand, it's going to get done. That's Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. To our friends at Adams Smokehouse, keep making that best barbecue in St. Louis, folks. You do such a great job. All the fans love it. We've never had one Cardinal fan that has come in there and not gotten a hold of us and said, you guys were right. Best barbecue in St. Louis, hands down. St. Louis, here's your cue. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, four pillar system, second to none. Just type it in the old Google machine, folks. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com to learn more about their four pillar system, how important it is to get your young ones ready for baseball season. Folks, they take really serious who they put in front of your kids. So make sure you give them an opportunity. That's the GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Patios, thank you for your continued support. To all of our Facebook partners out there, Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com, McLight Art City Media, thank you guys. We appreciate it. Ron, with his Cards on Deck and everything he's got going with Gino and Crash. Chris Lawless, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. Great Facebook groups.
You do?
All right, that's fine. Let me thank my girls, Linda and Vicky. Fans of Yachty or Molina, one of our favorite Facebook groups, of course. And I am a Cardinal fan. Yes, I am. Cardinal Freak, STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals Crew, St. Louis Cardinals Nation. All great Facebook pages. There's no shortage out there, folks. So make sure you check it out. All right, Benji, what do you got for us before we go?
Okay, you got to say it with me.
Okay.
Vamos arriba.
Vamos arriba.
No, arriba. Vamos arriba.
Vamos arriba.
Vamos arriba, pájaros rojos.
Pájaros rojos.
Yeah, vamos arriba, pájaros rojos. Let's go, birds.
Vamos arriba, pájaros rojos.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, guys, let's go, birds.
Let's go, birds.
See you Thursday.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.